Hello friends, today we are going to see chapter number 24, that is evergreen or buy and hold strategy. Now this is one strategy that will help you to understand how investment should be made in the company. Now this strategy is very important for us to understand because it is the one strategy which has been usually followed by companies in India. When companies in India invest, or for matter of fact Indian individuals or Indian investors, when they need to invest, they usually follow this strategy. There are many dynamic reasons and criterias also involved when you are going to understand and focus upon this evergreen or buy and hold strategy. This strategy is very important for the fact that it is not only applicable in developing countries but also developed countries. Many countries also use this strategy for investment. Investors in those kind of countries adopt this strategy to invest. In other words, the parameters, criteria which will fall in this particular strategy is what basically, if you are doing, you are called as following an evergreen strategy. Let us see in detail what we are going to study in this chapter. In this chapter, we will be focusing upon and looking upon the criteria for evergreen theory, which means how do you classify for evergreen theory? Also, what exactly we first mean by evergreen theory? Remember, it is evergreen or buy and hold strategy. As the name, it gives us the suggestion. Evergreen means what? It is always very popular. It is always having good demand in the market. And buy and hold means what? You buy and hold that particular company's shares, and then at the given time, you will sell the shares. That is why it has got this name known as evergreen or buy and hold strategy. Let us now go and understand the dynamics of this particular chapter. The theory, that is the evergreen or buy and hold strategy theory, is based on the premise that share prices will keep rising. Remember, this strategist, whenever he is or any kind of an investor who has got a belief that this particular share is always going to rise, then he is said to be an evergreenist strategy follower, because the evergreen strategy, buy and hold strategy, main objective, main aim, main focus, main motto is that the share prices will keep rising, which means what? The share prices are going to keep rising. This is true in case of developing countries like India. As I earlier told you, that this particular concept is applicable in India because we all, as investors in India, when we invest, we always have a belief that this company's share market prices are going to go up. The investor following evergreen theory banks on trends and does not worry about tremors. His focus is on long-term gains. So remember that a person who is following evergreen theory or evergreen strategy theory, his focus is on long-term. He does not get worried with short-term tremors. Tremors means what? Disturbances or huge, fluctuations. So the person or individual investor who is following this strategy is not worried about tremors. His focus is on what? Long-term gains. When he invests and the markets goes down or the market goes up, in both the scenarios, wherever he is going to make a loss, it will not affect him. He is the evergreenist is a person who believes that be the market going down, be the market going up, in both the circumstances and both the scenarios, what exactly I'm looking for? I'm looking for only one thing, that is long-term gains. I hope everyone is clear so far with this particular part. Yes, Archit, are you clear with this part? Very good, superb. Now let us go ahead and see the strategies to buy good financially sound shares and hold them. So this strategy is focusing upon what? This strategy is focusing upon the concept is that the shares of sound financial companies are to be bought and hold. Now, how do we understand that these company shares are sound and we need to hold them? Now, when the company announces annual reports, when you see in the stock market, like in India, we have got stock market known as Bombay Stock Exchange. And particularly in Bombay Stock Exchange, we have got Sensex. The companies which are there in Sensex are financially sound companies because these companies indicates how the Sensex is moving. These are those companies which are number one companies of their industries in the country. So these companies are financially sound companies. So Evergreen strategists, whenever they will follow, they will invest in financially sound companies, buy the shares and hold them for a period of time. That is when it is said that they are following evergreen or buy and hold strategy. I hope everyone is clear with this particular part. Now let me ask this question to Naisha. Naisha, I want to ask you this question. What is the concept of evergreen, buy and hold strategy? Superb. What she has given me, the right and the correct answer is that it is just focusing on the point that the prices will keep rising. Share prices will keep rising is what the base of this concept is going to be. Very good. Let us now move ahead and see how the evergreenist strategist is going to function and focus upon. Remember, the evergreen strategist has got these kind of features in himself. So evergreen strategist buys the shares of different companies in different industries. They will not stick into one company. They will buy the shares of different companies in different industries. In industry also, they will not select only one company. In industry also, they will select lot of different companies. Clear with everyone? Are you all sure? Great, superb. So the first ever point what evergreenist does is that they buy shares of different companies in different industries. Then what do? They hedge their risks. What do you mean by hedging? Hedging means, very good, superb. Superb, Suraj, what you have said. Hedging means what? Minimization of the risk. So the evergreenist usually does what? They minimize their risks. Then they does not sell shares when prices rise. So when prices start rising, they do not sell the shares. They hold the shares because their concept is very clear that they are going to buy and hold the shares with them. Then, but buys when prices fall. Very true. What do? They will not sell the shares, but they will buy the shares when the prices start falling. So their objective is very clear. You all have seen the objective. We'll just take the one slide back. That is that share price will keep rising. Their strategy is very clear. Their strategy is based on what? That the share price will keep on rising. And when the share price is keeping on rising, why not buy and hold it for a long time? That is what basically is the objective. So they does not sell shares when prices rise, but buys when prices fall. They're for sure. What do? When prices start falling down, at that time they start buying the particular company's shares. Evergreen strategist depends upon growth of companies and not market fluctuations for financial gains. I repeat once again, evergreenist strategist depends upon growth of the companies and not market fluctuations for financial gains. So the evergreenist strategist does not depend on what? Financial gains. Their objective is not market fluctuations for financial gains. Their objective is that the company should grow. Their objective is that the company should perform well. Their objective is that in long run they want to earn money. And that is why it depends upon growth of the companies. So their focus is how the company is going to grow and not how the financial gains an individual or investor can earn when the prices are going to go up in the share market. Clear with everyone? They are not focusing on market price of the share. The focus is on earnings per share, that company's earnings should increase. If company's earnings are going to increase, automatically company's share market price has to increase. But at times it may also happen that company's share market prices are increasing because of speculation happening in the market, which is basically buying the shares of that company. So make sure that the evergreen strategist depends upon growth of the companies. Their focus is on what? Growth of the companies and not market fluctuations for financial gains. Lastly, evergreen strategist has always to decide which shares to buy, how much to buy, when and at what price. This is the most critical question an evergreen strategist asks to himself. What is the question? Which shares to buy, how much to buy, when to buy and what price to buy. These are few questions that comes up to the mind of evergreen strategist, as this is the most critical question he has to answer, and based on his given answers the decision would be taken. So he has to always decide which shares to buy, which shares usually they will buy. They will buy the shares which are usually of sound financial company. Then how much to buy will be decided how much amount of spare money they have got. Then when to buy, when should they buy, when the markets are going up or markets are falling down, what situations. So they will consider what are the purchase considerations and at what price. So at what price also, these are also going to be based on purchase consideration decisions. So based on these two parameters, they will take the decision as an evergreen strategist, what exactly he is supposed to do. Next, there are certain criteria which an evergreen strategist follows for himself to make sure that he does not make a mistake for buying the shares of the company. What is the criteria? That is, they choose a good fundamentally sound company. These are the criteria where Evergreen strategists usually follow. So if you want to be a part of Evergreen strategist, then you are supposed to follow these criteria, which will make sure that you will also not make a lot of losses. But basically, your objective should be long-term profit. So the Evergreen strategist, what do they do? They choose a good fundamentally sound company. Second criteria, what do they do? Choose a company in high growth industry. So whichever industry is going in high growth, those kind of industries they will tap. That is what is the second criteria for Evergreen or buy and hold strategy. Then spread investment over many companies in different industries. So what they will do in different industries, they will have different companies in which they will spread the investment. Like for example, let us take example of automobile industry, or for matter of fact, let us take example of not automobile, then we might take example of any pharma based companies. So whenever I am supposed to invest in pharma, I will not invest in the only one company. I will invest in many companies in pharma. I have got 10 lakh rupees. From this 10 lakh rupees, I will invest 1 lakh. Say for example, I decide 2 lakh rupees I want to invest in pharma. So I will not invest 2 lakh in one company. I will invest 2 lakh in pharma industry in 5 or 6 different companies, which will make sure that my risk is going to be diversified. It will get distributed. By doing this, my money which I have invested also will be in the right position. Then avoid speculative shares. One of the criteria which Evergreen strategists also follow is that they avoid speculative shares. Speculative shares means what? Those shares whose prices maximize with minimum efforts. With minimum time, the prices of those shares start fluctuating very high, or which goes very, very high. Those are speculative shares. The time they will not take to go up, that much time they will take less to go down. So Evergreen strategist also makes a criteria that they will avoid buying speculative shares. Next, purchase shares over a period of time. The next criteria what Evergreen strategist usually follow is they will purchase shares over a period of time. They will not take the shares all together and keep it with themselves. They will purchase the shares over a period of time. Say for example, their objective is to purchase 200 shares. So they will purchase 50 today, 50 after 15 days, 50 after more 15 days, and 50 after more 15 days. So in 2 months span, they will purchase, which will make sure that their purchase price will get by average out, which means say for example, first share I bought for 100, second share I bought for 200. So if I make 15 to 100, I will get how much? 15 to 100 is how much? 5,000. 50 into 200 will be how much? 10,000. So 10 plus 5, 15,000. So yeah, if I have got 100 shares, I have 15,000, which means what? If I have to calculate, what is the cost of 100 shares now? Very good, Dilip. It is how much? How much? 150. So I averaged out. That is known as I average out the whole transaction. I repeat once again, 50 multiplied by 100 was the first instance. Second was 50 multiplied by 200. So when I multiplied 50 into 100, I got 5,000, and 50 into 200, I got 10,000. 10,000 plus 5,000, 15,000 is what I have invested. For buying how many shares? Very good. For buying 100 shares. So what is my cost price now? 150 is cost price per share. So what is happening? They will purchase shares over a period of time, which will help them to average out the whole value for this particular buying of the shares. Then the next and the last most important criteria for Evergreen buy and hold strategist is they will be patient and they do not expect quick results. They will have a lot of patience and they do not expect miracles overnight. They will make sure that when they have invested, they have to wait for time. Today I have invested and in 2 months I want my results. It is not going to happen, because Evergreen strategist invest only in those companies whose results will go, on the basis of that the share prices will rise. While they are going to rise, there might be some ups and downs, but their objective and their focus is that in the long run, this share prices are going to rise. This is what the focus of this particular Evergreen strategist criteria is. Thus, the aim is to what? Long-term profits. Remember, the aim of Evergreen strategist is what? I want long-term profits. I'm focusing on long-term. My objective is not short-term or medium-term. My objective is that in long run, I should be able to generate good profits. And hence, they will invest and be patient, sit on respective investments, wait, buy, and then hold for some time. And then they will go ahead when they have reached to their requirement position in the market. And also what is going to happen, they will buy at regular intervals, which will make sure that they will average out the whole value of their portfolio of shares. Moving ahead, from what we have seen, that is with regards to the criteria. Now the next activity under Evergreen Strategist is instances when an investor should sell under Evergreen or buy and hold strategy. Now you have bought the shares, correct? Is everyone clear with this? But you have now bought the shares, friends. Now what is happening after buying the shares and you are holding the shares? But what instance you will start selling the shares, because you have bought, it is already there in your account. Now when you will start selling the shares, can someone tell me? There are three criteria or two criteria. First is, aim under theory is to purchase and keep shares. So the first and the foremost aim is what? To purchase and keep the shares, and hence they will not be selling the shares. But if then also they have to share, then, but profits are not made until they are encashed. So we know that the criteria follows, I mean the criteria of Evergreen Strategist was, is what? The criteria of Evergreen Strategist is you buy and hold. But if you don't sell, then you will not make profits. So when is the right time to sell the shares which you buy as per the criteria or theory of Evergreen buy and hold strategy? See, these were two conditions. What exactly it is said that as an instance when an investor should sell and under Evergreen or buy and hold strategy. The theory says that you are supposed to purchase and keep the shares. So automatically selling does not come into picture. But if I want to make profits, I have to actually sell. What has to be done? The thing has to be done is like this. Thus, Evergreenist must sell shares in these three areas. If share has made a large loss or was bought by mistake. If share has made a large loss, you had bought and you were holding it. But if you find that the share is making a large loss and also you had bought the share by mistake, then make sure you sell the shares. How do we know that share has made a large loss? When the company's prices are continuously going down. It is continuously going down in the recession phase. When you had bought was 100. Now after a year or so, it is now 50 or 40. Then it is giving an indication, boss, that I will never be able to come up. And if I will come up also, I do not know how much time I will take to come up. So in such scenarios, you need to sell the shares. And also make sure that if you have bought the shares by mistake, then sell it. If company's long-term future is uncertain, also after bought, when you find that the company's long-term future is uncertain, I am not very sure that in long run, will this company make profit? Will this company make loss? What is going to happen to this company? Company is full under dilemma. So you are not very sure. In such kind of scenario, what you are supposed to do? In such kind of scenario, as an Evergreenist, you must sell the shares. Remember, as an Evergreenist, what you are supposed to do? You must sell the shares. And finally, the most important criteria. If PE exceeds 35, what is PE? In the last 2-3 chapters, you have studied. What is PE? Can someone tell me? Ajay, can you tell me? Ajay, what is PE? Sagar, can you tell me what is PE? Yes, Ramesh, can you tell me what is PE? Very good. Now Ramesh tells me PE is price earning ratio. Very good. But how does it calculate it? It is calculated with the help of market price per share upon earnings per share. Very good, Ramesh. Superb. So if PE exceeds 35 and price of the share has doubled in 12 months, remember this is the right time to sell the shares. So if PE exceeds 35 and the price of the share doubles in 1 year or in 12 months, it is giving you indication that you are supposed to sell the shares. Though your objective is hold, buy, hold for long term purposes. But in these three criteria, you are supposed to make sure that you sell the shares. So you need to generously follow this particular thing. And if you are already following all these criteria, rules, regulations and conditions, it is said that you are already activated with yourself Evergreenist buy and hold strategy. If you are that, remember in country like India, we have got maximum amount of people buying shares with the hope that it will raise in long term. So you are already having Evergreen strategies concept in your mind. Is it clear with everyone? Now, if I have to sum up the whole chapter, the Evergreen buy and hold strategy, I'll tell you just one information. The main motive of this strategy is that the price will go on rising. And this concept is followed by mentality of Indian individuals or Indian investors, because they buy the shares and with the hope that in future these shares are going to rise. So if that is the objective of your also, trust me friends, you are activated with evergreen buy and hold strategy. This is how this strategy will help you to take a decision about should you buy the shares and should you sell the shares. If you have just bought it once, then you will have to wait, because the objective of this strategy is like this. Trust me friends, when individuals or investors have followed this strategist, they have never been disappointed. Why? Because it is always given as per their requirement. This is what is the base idea or basic knowledge about evergreen buy and hold strategy. Hope you had a good time understanding this chapter. The same I had got a good time explaining and teaching in this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.